The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning.
It's Thursday, and good morning. 7:05 in the morning here on the 29th of January. You know, we're just racing through this year already. It's almost time for New Year's Eve. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop in our chat room. Say hello.
And it's 48 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak, mostly sunny with a high near 73 today, north to northeast wind of only 5 to 7 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight around 44, sunny with a high near 73 on Friday. A little windy, and on Saturday we're looking for a high near 74. No rain in the forecast for a little while. And the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts, and you can give them a call at 365-3793. Actually, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer at this point because it's such nice weather.
Our customers are warm friends in the morning, and then in the afternoon, it's cool to be a customer because, you know, last week it was like 45 in the morning, 85 in the afternoon. I mean, this is crazy weather.
You got a layer when you leave the house at 5:36 in the morning, man. You got to have a whole bunch of clothes on so you can just strip all day.
My question is, you know, the winter is over. Why is Bad Bob growing a beard? Why are you growing a beard, Bad Bob?
Well, there's more winter to come, and I decided that maybe it was time. Actually, I wanted to stop Paletti from harassing me.
About
what? Police harassment. Every time he comes in, he says, "Where's your beard?"
Well, you know what? That's kind of like saying, "Hey, dude." You know, but it's cop talk. Where's your beard? He's really saying, "Hey, dude." But he can't say, "Hey, dude," because he's the
I wonder back early in his career if he did the cop mustache thing.
I think he said he did.
They have a standard issue cop mustache, you know.
Well, they do.
Yeah.
Can you buy them?
Yeah, probably.
It's a standard issue fireman's mustache too that you can get away with and not break the code.
Oh, okay. Well, Bad Bob
hair on the face.
Bad Bob also is layering today. He has his Hawaiian shirt on. And his shirt's underneath it. I mean, that's cute.
My politically incorrect Hawaiian shirt at that.
Oh, that's right, because you have half-naked women on it.
1930s Pulp Fiction cover type art.
Half-naked women are on it.
Great time. Yeah. A spacesuit bikini. What could be better?
And let's talk.
Okay.
Hey, let's talk
moving right along.
Well, this weekend, two things are happening. Many things are happening, I'm sure, but two kind of big things. One out at the Frontier Senior Center, all the women veterans. They're going to have over 100 women out there.
Exactly. We're getting all set up down there for all of that. It's going to be a great
thing. It's going to be a great thing. A big shout out to Jersey Mike's for their subs, and they're feeding these people. And, it's, you know, we keep saying, well, it's 50 and it's 60 and it's 70. And, okay, now it's 100. So, you know, Mike Quinn from KLXR and KCNR are kicking in some money to help pay for this. And you all are doing a lot out there at the Frontier Senior Center. We want to shout out to Wind River because they're picking up the cost of the Frontier Senior Center. It's not exorbitant, but it's still.
Exactly. We gave them a reduced rate, but, you know, it costs money to open the doors, and Wind River's doing that.
Thank you so much out there to Gary and Maria.
Appreciate that.
For that kind of stuff that they do.
And I want to thank my staff down there because, you know, they don't get paid for these extra events that I throw in on them, and I want to give them a shout for the time that it takes them to get ready as well.
You know, the other thing that's going on is on Saturday night is the Super Bowl of Crab Feeds.
And the one safe place.
The one safe place crab feed that's going on. And I, Ed Roman and I are going to be emceeing the auction part of it. And the live auction they're having this time is going to be pretty spectacular. We're talking about fly fishing trips. Here is from Old West, a 38 special revolver with pink grip, concealed carry purse and a CCW permit course.
Okay, and, ladies, watch out, because I'm going to be out there looking for you on this auction.
Well, I tell you what, this is something great. And then we have the Trinity River Rafting from the Trinity River Adventure for 12. Okay, Rick Bassetti, and Rick's coming in today, and the Redding Colt 45s, two reserve seat season passes for the 2015 season. And then this is my favorite. Well, I've got two favorites. Assemblyman Brian Daly and I are going to have a guided squeak hunt and lunch. In other words, we go up to a Bieber up on the Assemblyman's land, and they have these little ground squirrels that just
destroy the property.
And farmers and ranchers beg people to come out there. They can't poison them. There's not enough raptors in the air to take care of it. And so one of the ways of trying to keep these pests under control, and they really never can, is for hunters to come up and shoot them. So Assemblyman Daly, who is a sportsman and a really great guy, he said, look, I'll guide one of these hunts. And come on up, shoot in the morning, we'll have lunch, and then we'll shoot some more in the afternoon. And I'll get people up there and back. It's for two people.
Perfect.
I have a lot of people already excited about this.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
Join Gene King. 3-day giveaway to a private condo in Sun River, Oregon. Redding Distributing and Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, a beer run.
A beer run.
Sample various beers in a tasting room and enjoy a meal and a frosty cold beverage. And, this is going to be a great thing. And then Rob Paletti. Chief Paletti is going to host a trap shooting for five and an Italian lunch.
Perfect.
You know, and send the kid to camp. And, C.R. Gibbs is offering up one of their big wine dinners, which is just spectacular.
Oh, and those, if you haven't done that, the wine pairing, three or four, five-course meal, they are outstanding. But, and I want to just tell people, though, on this auction thing, mm-hmm. You know, this is a big fundraiser. So we want you all to have your mindset when you come in there. Get your mind right and be coming in there ready to spend money. And I'm going to be one of the spotters while Carl is up there auctioning all this stuff off. And boy, you're going to, if you know me and I know you, I'm going to be in your face. So bring your money.
And look at this.
We got to raise money.
Some of these are for like 10 or 12 people. 10 or 12 of you just put in.
Absolutely.
You know,
put in a couple
hundred
bucks, spend some money.
A couple hundred dollars a piece. And you're going to have a great time, and it's a tax write-off,
and it's a
great cost.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Plus the fact.
And it's lots of fun.
Oh, the
always
crab.
Have lots of fun down there.
Oh, the crab. You know what? You know, I used to say I would never wear a crab hat to that. Well, that's a lie.
The very delicate may wish to take earplugs, but.
The very delicate may want to do is you can bring latex gloves. That does you no good.
Yeah.
Because
the noise factor is a bit.
Well, we can take care of that. Yeah. But the thing is that everybody's attitude is really super. Anyway, you still have a chance to get tickets. Call One Safe Place. And they go online to it. You can still get some tickets. I think they've probably got.
It's down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Shasta District Fairgrounds down there. And they're going to have, doors going to open at 4 because they've got, the libations and everything starting.
And I think
at 5.
They have a silent auction, do they not?
No silent auction. But they are having a Dutch raffle for a 60-inch screen TV.
Oh, okay.
Right before the Super Bowl. Excuse me.
There you go.
How'd you like to win that? And then take it home, plug it in, and boom, 60, a brand new 60-inch TV.
Perfect.
Wow. And Barbara Harrison will make sure it gets to your house.
Okay.
Hi, Barbara. I know you're listening. hey, Trish.
Yes.
I want to take a quick break. It's a break early.
And, okay.
Because I want to talk to you about some things that are happening around here and in our world. The big thing, of course, is the front page news is that, the Fish and Wildlife Service says Shasta Dam's not going to help the fish.
Yeah.
They found it's not going to help the fish.
Raising the dam. Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, big thing. But frankly, I never even thought about that. And I thought we were doing it to, so we could have more water.
Well, and in truth and in fact, that was what Shasta Dam was built for. It wasn't built for recreation. It wasn't built for fish.
Right.
It was built as a flood control.
There you go. Okay. Hey, it's 7:15 in the morning, the 29th of January. It's Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. So it's got a lot of things going on. We'll be right back after these messages.
Take multiple prescriptions. You know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. I could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Mews with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al's Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, 7:20 in the morning. 48 degrees out there today. It's going to be a nice day. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're waiting a phone call from one of our listeners who wants to talk about a CARB. CARB is having a hearing this morning. So
yes, they are.
So we want to have somebody call in and talk a little bit about that, what it's going to be. But in between, reports due out today from the military. It's a committee that was put together about a year and a half ago on military pay and everything that goes along with it, retirement, military pay and compensation. And the head of it says, frankly, I don't care what the Pentagon, what we come out with, because we don't worry about budgets. That's up to the Pentagon to worry about budgets. But one of the things that are happening is our our volunteer force, and it is a volunteer force. A volunteer force was brought into our country and to be our defense, you know, from a well-thought-out plan from our Congress. Do away with the draft. Let's do with an all-volunteer army and Marine Corps and all this. Okay. The one thing about it is that when they did that was back in the – and that was back in the early 70s – was the cost of an all-volunteer force. An all-volunteer force is called – it cost more than a conscript force, conscript being drafted.
Okay.
Because a draftee does not have to – you know, he has to be there.
Exactly.
He's, volunteers he, don't.
Certain
so,
time, go.
So here's what's coming up. Is so in the last year, they have the all-volunteer force is starting to get upset. They're looking at this survey they took of – and you could say it's a non-scientific, but, you know, 10,000 people replied that they are really down on Obama and they're down on the leadership because they believe, frankly, they don't care about them. So the morale's going down. They cut the pay raise from the 1.4% it's supposed to be to keep up with inflation to 1%. So now their pay is not keeping up with inflation. They're making them pay for more stuff. Retirees are having to pay much higher rates for their, you know, for their medical care. All of these things are happening. So you need to ask yourself this question. And Lindsey Graham did it. And I'm going to paraphrase what he said. He said, yeah, this is expensive, but how much is it worth to you to keep your kid from being drafted and go to war? That's a very heavy question. How much is it worth for you to keep your kid from going to war? And essentially, is it worth paying an all-volunteer force? And if it isn't, then what is it worth? And I was talking to a mom last night, and she said, from my whole, you know, the whole time, my boys, they're going to, you know what, they're going to serve their country. If we have to go to war, blah, blah. She said, until they hit 18 and he had to register for the draft. At that point, oh, my God, my little boy could go to war. I mean, they're not drafting, but you still have to sign up for the Selective Service. And that was, and I said, well, see, that's it. How much are you willing to pay to keep your kid from going to war?
Well, I you know, I can't speak to that. I don't have any children at that range, and my grandsons are still younger that, you know, it's not a worry in my mind, but I certainly understand what you're saying. What I have to just really go to is I think it's absolutely deplorable that there's even conversation about why we don't pay our military a living wage. We're taking these young men and young women away from their families. We're sending them to God knows where to do horrific things. I don't know why there's any question that they should not be paid enough money to take care of their families while they're gone.
And let me give you an example.
I don't understand the thought process.
Let me give you a good, great example of this. They want to raise the, you know, from McDonald's, fry cooks or whoever worked there to $15 an hour. All right. Now, let me tell you what. They make that, at that point, they would be making $31,000 a year. It comes out to something like that. A private in the military who goes out and fights makes $18,000 a year.
Yeah.
Now, a sergeant with 5 years experience only makes about $3,000 more than the fry cook. And this sergeant has got 5 years of experience, probably combat tours and all this. And so when you see things like that, you have to understand. But here's the bottom line, my friends. If you don't want your grandson or your granddaughter, because, you know, let's be equal here, to go to war, to risk that maiming and blinding and death, are you willing to pay for a volunteer force? And if you aren't, well, then let's bring the draft back.
There you go.
And then everybody gets their service.
And you know, I can go both ways on that because certainly I think that what happens with those young men and women who do go through the military, go through boot training, go through that training.
Come back strong.
They come back strong. They come back better citizens, I believe, than if they don't.
I think so, too.
And so I can certainly – again, it's easy for me to say. I don't at this point have somebody that would be put at risk to do that. But I do remember thinking always that I wouldn't have a problem with – I think it's great. When I see these young kids come out of boot camp, come out of that training – I recently attended a Marine Corps boot camp graduation. I was so impressed.
Yeah,
with all of those kids and how they changed and how grown up and responsible.
They get rid of those trashy civilian ways.
Oh, they surely do. It's just really good for them.
Hey, okay. Hey, we got somebody who wants to talk about this CARB meeting today. Sally, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you, Sally?
I am hunky-dory.
It was
looking
nice.
Looking forward to Friday and Saturday because we've got people coming who are – community business people and others of interest coming to testify that their businesses have been hurt and that no coordination happened before
and we're talking about
these
CARB.
Mandates started to be implemented.
Now, we're talking about CARB. So
yes, I am.
This is the California Air Resources Board who mandated that everybody that has a diesel engine, including the diesel engines on the cooling machines, that the anything that runs by that, has to put new filters or get new engines.
Yes, and also trucks are also going to be started to be mandated as well. Anything over 14,000 pounds will also have to be putting these filters on. But the reason I'm calling, and I would like to invite the public to attend at some point. It's not something you have to come and spend the whole day, but just drop in and listen to some of these people's testimony, because these people, at some risk to themselves and their businesses, are going on the record with this, because we know that CARB does not take these things lightly. And there were a number of people asked to testify that declined because they were afraid of retaliation.
Well, you know, the thing about this is that it's hitting the small businesses, and you are literally putting businesses out of business because they can't afford the $60,000 it's going to take to either renew their engine or even more if they had to buy a new truck.
Well, and I've also been reading that some of the stuff that is in this is damaging to the small trucks, and especially the older trucks, which a lot of our small business people have.
Yes, and it's not a coincidence that the incidence of fires has also increased since these filters have started to be put on the trucks.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was referring to, that they're actually causing. Mm-hmm. And we've had several major incidents on I-5.
We have.
That have to do with those fires that start for apparently no reason, and they've been very injurious to a lot of people.
Yes. And these filters are also being put on school buses. A lot of people don't realize that. But and they get very, very hot when they're idling. And how much does a school bus idle?
They spend a lot of time sitting on the side of the road. We all know that because we have to stop when they do that.
Exactly.
Okay, now where's this going to be?
I would just like to put a shout out to the people on Friday. It starts at 9 o'clock. It's at the Redding City Council Chambers.
Okay.
It'll probably go till late in the afternoon on Friday. Saturday will start again at 9, probably finish up earlier in the day. But just stop in, have a seat, listen to what we're talking about, and then after all of the testimony is taken, the testimony will be submitted, and then an injunction will begin.
I want to really follow up on that, because it's so important for people in the North State to understand. We constantly complain about not having a voice in what's going on, not being a part of the system, not being represented. It's very difficult to get one of these major boards to come up here. They don't even know there's anything past Sacramento. You tell them it's 2 hours to where you live and you're still in California, and they don't even know that there's 2 hours of state above them in Sacramento. So it's difficult to get them to come north. So when we get somebody of that import up here to listen, we need to have a good showing. We need people fill that room up all day for 2 days so that they recognize there's people up here that care.
Actually, CARB will not be here. They have said that they don't have to comply with the law. They've already written that letter, and we expected that. So this hearing is strictly people who have been affected, and Fred Kelly is going to
Fred
prove
Kelly Grant,
coordination
yes.
never happened before they started implementing these mandates. And basically, they have to. And he stopped the Trans-Texas Highway from happening using coordination.
Well, is he going to be here for this hearing?
Yes, he is. He's been here all week.
Oh, good.
He's an interesting guy to listen to.
He is. He's very good. Very nice man.
Okay. Hey, Sally.
And very, very qualified.
Okay, Sally, that's Friday and Saturday starting at 9 o'clock in the morning at the Redding City Council Chambers, correct?
Yes.
All right. And this
Thank
is a good
chance.
Thank
you so much.
Well, you know, give us a breakdown on Monday.
I will. I will.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Sally.
Thanks, Sally.
Thank you.
Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Trisha's favorite place to pick up
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
Pick up her baubles.
My baubles?
Well, those aren't baubles. Those are pretty. That's a That's a damn pretty diamond ring you got there.
It is. It is.
Leonard, nice, Leonard help you with that?
Yes, he did.
Leonard will help you pick out the right jewelry, whether it's an estate jewelry or it's from, you know, loose gems, whatever. Have him get back in his safe.
Yeah.
He's got stuff
nice
there.
Stuff.
Oh, absolutely fabulous stuff. And the only trained watch repairman in the area. Oh, all out of Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Always got sales going on. Been in the business 45 years. Right across from Sierra Gibbs. Four Winds Jewelry, right across from Sierra Gibbs on Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. Great guy. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Lance Lassen Nursery, one of the largest strawberry plant producing nurseries in the world right here.
One of Shasta County's biggest employers and produce producers.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Redding Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Redding, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagles Landing at 222-8556. And all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Attention all brides-to-be, if you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way. On Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. Over 150 professionals from caterers, florists, DJs, venues, officiants, wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, tuxedos, wedding cakes, and much more. If you're just getting started, what better way to plan that special day than to have everything you'll need under one roof? There's always something new and exciting at the wedding show, and you could win a special honeymoon trip. So gather up your bridal party and head down to the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, February 8th at Simpson University Event Center on Shasta View Drive. For more information, call 223-3868. It's the wedding show of the year.
Hi, I am Molly Kidd from the KCNR staff, and I just have to tell you about my new favorite habit, Adamson's Peak Performance. Not only has the staff been nice and caring, they have been encouraging and supportive. I have even had trainers personally call me just to see how I was doing. From small group classes, booty bar, and team training, they have the right fitness schedule for you. Now I'm losing inches and feeling great. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006, because why wait?
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR, 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Thursday, I'm getting my Trish fix today. I hope everybody is. 7:34 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. Yeah. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It's the 29th of January. Hop into our chat room, of course. Everybody's invited to get into that. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Not only does Espresso Joe have great coffee at great prices, you can walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the whole area. And not only do they have everything you could possibly want that way, they have a great walk-in humidor that has the top-rated cigars from Cigar Aficionado magazine. We'll tell you to help you shop there. Everybody's knowledgeable and helpful at Tobacco and Brew, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They do a lot for our community, Joe and Shelley. Great people. Of course, I'm here with Trish Clark, as I said.
Always Thursdays. I love Thursday mornings, even though I have to get up at O'Dark 100 to be here.
Ed Roman said that yesterday. He says, you know, she hates this. And I said, she hates it. No, she hates getting up.
I do. I love it when I get here.
She loves the show.
When I roll over at 5:30, I go, okay, I'm telling Carl I'm not doing this anymore. That's the first thing that goes through my mind.
And starting next month, on the first Thursday of each month,
it'll be Sharon Clark and I.
It'll be Clark and Clark. Yeah. Sharon Clark and Trish Clark. She calls you the Rich Clark because you have an E on your name.
There you go.
So it'll be Clark and Clark. Figure out who you want to be first.
Well, and here's the great thing. Our first guest is going to be Chris Waga.
That's next Thursday.
Next Thursday, and she's going to give us a follow-up on the fire and the homeless situation down on her property that was such a big deal.
Oh, yeah. We just use her quotes because she came out swinging.
And she's all prepped to go again.
She came out swinging. And one of the things we talked to about – well, we'll get into this.
The update is going to be incredible. People are going to get all fired up again.
We asked Mr. McArthur yesterday, so what's happened since July, since you had this huge, town hall meeting. Everybody's fired. Everybody wants this momentum. What's happened?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Oh. All right. It's all gone away, according to most of the people in authority.
You know, who we'd like to introduce you to, though, is Elizabeth Ponce, who is vice president of the Lassen Canyon Nursery. And good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know what? I met Elizabeth on the board. We're on an advisory board out at Simpson University. And, everybody said, she's, Lassen Canyon Nursery. And I thought, okay. You know, it's my ignorance out here. I display my ignorance on regular.
They grow plants.
Yeah. I mean, I know what a nursery is, but I didn't realize what a nursery it was. I mean, you all are one of the biggest producers of strawberry plants in the world.
That's right. We just grow strawberry plants primarily. We started back in the 50s growing strawberry plants, and it just grown up and up and up. Recently, within the last couple of years, we've added raspberries and blackberries to our catalog of offerings, but we're known for strawberry plants.
And you grow them here and ship them everywhere.
All over the world, yeah. We originally started in Shasta County, but we since found that it's a little better growing area for strawberry plants up in Siskiyou County. So that is our big moneymaker farm. And then we also have an operation, 200-acre operation down in San Joaquin County in Manteca. And then our headquarters is here in Redding. We're off of Loomis Corners. And then we have our shop and our lab facility up near Shasta College.
So this isn't just your granny's strawberry patch, huh?
Not anymore. Not anymore.
How'd y'all get into this?
Well, it was family. My dad, actually, he took a job with the original owner, Clarence Popejoy, when my dad got out of high school in the 50s. And he just started doing regular work around the farm, picking up rocks and weeds and whatever he was told to do. And Clarence liked him and just kept promoting him up, and pretty soon he was the superintendent of the operation. And then when Clarence decided to retire, he offered to sell the operation to my dad and to Bob Parker, who was running the office, the administrative part. So they bought it, and then they ran the business together. Bob unfortunately died in the early 80s. And Dad ended up buying it from Bob's widow and his son, Greg, who is famous for being with Owens Pharmacy. You may know him.
Oh, okay. Okay. Fair, yeah.
Right. So it's expanded and expanded. You don't sell strawberries. You sell plants.
That's right. That's a common misconception that we grow fruit. And fruit is very sexy, but the plants are where it's at for Lassen Canyon.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's, you know, it's a little known fact, I think, that people do not understand. I always was one of the great best reports that we used to get when I was on the Board of Supervisors was the annual agricultural report, which Mary Pfeiffer was the ag commissioner at the time when I was there. And I looked forward to that report about what we grew and what we raised in Shasta County. And I think people are ignorant of the fact that the two of the biggest producer things we do are the strawberry plants, not strawberries, because you see strawberries on every corner, but it's strawberry plants and bees, queen bees, apiary business.
We were just talking about
that. I mean, huge money-making industries in Shasta County.
Shasta County has more international businesses than you could probably imagine because of the fact of the not just that, we have tires, and you know, if they go on bicycles, go all over the world. We have a lot of national businesses right here. But yours was, you know, because like I said, we met during that, and I kept thinking, and they've got some business people and all this, and then I, okay, strawberries, and I heard, no, it's the strawberry plants. And so where do you sell most of your plants to?
Most of them are sold right into California, Southern California. California's broken up into districts for purposes of plant distribution. There's the Southern California and the Coachella Valley, we call it the desert region, and we sell down there. That's where we ship to first in late September, early October, and then about the middle of October, the Santa Maria district will start taking plants and do their planting, and then about a month, middle October, towards the end of October, do the first of November-ish, Watsonville, Salinas area will start. The San Joaquin Valley growers, the Asian roadside growers that we're familiar with, they will take their plants in August, and then they plant. They're on a little different system than
the... But what's really, really fun, if you ever ordered strawberry plants and then you get them...
It's kind of depressing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's really depressing.
Why?
Because you look at it, and it looks like this little dead twig.
Because they're bare root.
They're bare root, and they're just this long string of roots, and not even a little green thing on top always, maybe just kind of a little bud.
You should come to our nursery to buy your plants next time, though. They should be a little hardier than that.
Yeah,
but
they grow.
How much is a strawberry plant? If I come to you, if I come to your place, Elizabeth, and I say, okay, I want 10.
Yeah, they're about.
You sell 10?
No, we sell by the 100. That's the smallest. You have to go in with your friends and
100.
And that's a lot of plants. 100 strawberry plants.
That is more
strawberries. That's more than you want to put in your backyard.
10 is more than I want to put in my backyard.
They're about $40.
Oh, $40 for 100.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But they're fun. I mean, I have.
Do you have strawberry plants?
Oh, I do have strawberries all over my backyard on drip system. And I get. I used to have two for my black lab. And because it had barrels, and he would never eat them until they were ripe, but you could guarantee you'd watch them as they were, you know, they were green, and then they were pink, and then they looked beautiful in the pot, and by the time they were red, you either picked it when you first noticed it was red or it was gone by the time you looked the next time.
The lab would eat them.
But only when they got totally ripe.
Smart.
Now, how many people do you have working out there? I mean, it sounds like a big operation.
Yes, we are a seasonal employer. We've got just under 100 regular full-time permanent people that are employed with Lassen Canyon Nursery proper. But during harvest season and planting season and the deblossoming period, we go up over 1,500 to almost 2,000 people.
Wow. Is business obviously grows, or is it just you're taking a bigger piece of the market, or is there a bigger market for strawberries now?
I think the strawberry market is kind of flattened out. In fact, we're down in the state some acreage. I was just looking, preparing to be here, and I think we're down about 2,000 acres this year as opposed to last year.
And this is statewide?
Fruit acres, yes.
Fruit acres, right.
And but our market stayed solid, so I have to assume that growers are choosing to buy from our company.
I want to update myself just a little bit because I remember a few years back there was a law passed about a process that you do with killing the ground. You cover it. And I've forgotten that.
Fumigation.
Okay. And they passed a law in the state of California that we couldn't do. They were trying to limit the state of California from doing what everybody else was doing and then shipping their plants in.
That's correct. They're outlawing methyl bromide for strawberry fruit growers. The nurseries still are able to use it under a quarantine pre-shipment exemption because in order to ship out of the county, we've got to fulfill certain phytosanitary requirements, and fumigation with methyl bromide and chlorpicrin is one of the ways to fulfill that.
Okay.
The do you ship to what other parts of the world did you say you ship with?
We ship to Mexico and Canada, Colombia, a lot of the South American countries. A big exporter is Spain, the EU countries. Send to Cyprus.
Wow.
Used to send more to the Middle East. That was a good up-and-coming market. And, of course, all the political unrest has made it
turmoil.
Difficult to...
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the whole place is you know, going downhill. Blueberries, you know, every time you turn around, it's blueberries as far as, you know, antioxidants and putting them in everything. That seems to me that would be a moneymaker.
They're a hot commodity right now. Yeah, they're grown on a bush, and we're not set up to grow the blueberries. The raspberries and blackberries, they're more similar to a strawberry, a rubus, and that's why we've expanded into that.
And do you have blackberry plants now?
Yes.
Hmm.
Well, blackberry plants, once they get going. I mean, they could cover your house, right?
They can. you just have to manage them carefully.
Burn them like you do mint. Yeah, burn them back.
Very confined area where you plant it.
So where is...
If you want them to grow, they won't grow.
So where are you all heading to here now in the future?
Well, we want to maintain our strawberry market share, of course, and we want to expand our blackberry and raspberry business. We're looking right now at expansion into the Pacific Northwest with that aspect of our operation. Also, we're looking at the East Coast and the Southeast for strawberries and perhaps the blackberries and raspberries also. And then we are expanding. We have an operation in Mexico, in central Mexico, so we'd like to build that up. I was just talking to somebody who sees that really as where the industry might take off because there's the ground and it's just easier to operate. So that's a possibility. And then we have a little operation in China that we're trying to foster.
I was going to ask about that. It seems like, you know, I didn't hear you say China, but it seems like China is on the cusp of doing a lot of these types.
They're interested in it, and their flavor palate's a little bit different than ours. So the varieties that we're trying to introduce to them, they're a little unsure whether they want to go that way. The taste to them is a little different, and their growing conditions, it's just a different place. And so we have to adapt to what they want. Yeah. We have to figure out what they want and give it to them.
Wow. Hey, we're here with Elizabeth Ponce, who is the vice president of Lassen Canyon. Am I getting this right? Lassen Canyon Nurseries, which is one of the largest strawberry plant producing nurseries in the world. In fact, ships all over the world for this. Last thoughts here, Elizabeth? Anything that, you know, for, you know, people are going, oh, gosh, you know, I mean, okay, so you have to buy at least 100 plants when you come out to your place. But strawberries, I mean, everybody loves strawberries.
They do. What I'd really like them to do is go to the grocery store and buy some baskets of strawberries, raspberries, and blackberries, and look for some that are produced by Lassen Canyon plants. We do not grow for Driscoll, and we are not Driscoll. So a lot of times at this time of the year, you'll see the Driscoll berries, and you're welcome to buy those if that's all that's there. But if they're Dole or Cal Giant or some of the ones that Lassen sells to, that I would really appreciate it if you buy fruit from them.
Okay.
That's good. Hey, now that's good to know. It's almost,
local.
You know, support that local stuff.
Yeah.
And
they're good
Driscoll
strawberries.
Isn't local. That's
right.
What you're telling me.
All right. So stay away from which ones?
Well, no.
Okay,
don't
not stay away.
Away.
From them,
don't want to do that.
But you don't sell to?
But if you have a choice, then go with
the Dole and Cal Giant and Orange County Produce.
Okay.
H Ride.
Okay. There you go.
There you go.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much for being here and taking your time.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Okay.
I think it's interesting to find out something about Shasta County that a lot of people just don't know.
I mean, you know, world suppliers of strawberries and other plants, and right here in Shasta County. Okay, we'll be right
Thanks
back
so
after
much.
These messages.
We'll be right back. your calendar for the 66th Annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by Sierra Pacific Industries, Tri-Counties Bank, Trinity River Lumber Company, and WM Beatty & Associates. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this three-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Rabobank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Vincent and Luigi here at Mary's with some of our friends to tell everyone that Mary's Meal for Two is back.
Let's do this.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's legendary giant meatballs, plus super salad and a Pepsi for each person.
All for just $21.95.
Let's open it up for questions.
Can I have lots of Parmesan cheese?
Freshly grated Parmesan cheese.
Can I dip everything in ranch dressing?
Homemade ranch dressing.
Why are Mary's meatballs so big?
Because that's how they grow on the meatball tree.
The meatball tree?
The meatball tree?
I think that makes sense.
How tall is the meatball tree?
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
How do you plant a meatball tree?
Looking for that perfect firearm? Look no farther than Stevenson Firearms. Stevenson Firearms, 949-5000. And after you've found that perfect firearm, try TCF Ammunition, made in Reading to exact specifications. You can find TCF Ammunition at Lake Liquor Sporting Goods, 1345 Lake Boulevard, on the way, on the lake, where you can find all your hunting and fishing needs. Make the commitment to shop local. Stevenson Firearms, TCF Ammunition, and Lake Liquor Sporting Goods.
Hi, this is Tracy Watts with the VA. You're invited to our first annual Women Veterans New Year Relaxation Celebration, Saturday, January 31st, 9:30 to 1:30 at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. This day is a special day for you. Learning relaxation techniques, making aromatherapy bath salts, enjoy a massage, good food, fellowship, and gift giveaways. It's free. Have lunch on us. To register, call me at 916-737-8399 or email ladieswhoserve@gmail.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. With Carl Bott and Trish Clark, good morning, my friends. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. That's right. Right off of the fact that for 20 years, Martin and Alliance Heating and Air and all of his people have been serving our area out here with outstanding service. Doesn't make any difference what kind of make or model, they can fix it. They can provide warranties and guarantees. If it's an emergency, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. I can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air. They do all types of things. They can, if you want a tankless water heater, call Alliance Heating and Air. They can help you with that. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Great people to do business with. Very trustworthy. A lot of integrity. We only got like 7 or 8 minutes left. Gold Street Restaurant went out of business.
I know.
Angie, yeah.
Yeah, that's too bad. They struggled, and I thought they were back on their feet and had some issues. And great food, great place to go and have lunch, and very involved in the community. That's too bad. Hate to see those older businesses close down.
Let's see what else we have here. Oh, we want to talk about fish.
Yeah, the whole deal with Shasta Dam. Are you kidding me? I mean, they're going to raise that up, and we always forget that Shasta Dam – was never that it's not about recreation. It's not about fish. It's not about houseboating. It's about flood control. That was why Shasta Dam was built. And we keep trying to make it into all these other things. Now they're talking about raising. The front page of the paper said, guess what? Building that dam higher isn't going to help the fish at all.
Never had anything to do with that. So, and it's for water. You know what? I hate to say it's for water retention.
It's for flood control. It's to stop from flooding down below. We haven't had to do that for a while. And the only flooding that's occurred down below is when they've over-released water out of Shasta Dam when they didn't need to in the last few years. We haven't been near a catastrophic flood because of too much water.
Editorial in the Record Searchlight. State pay figures elicit jealousy and even anger. Maybe you didn't exactly choke on your Cheerios Sunday morning when you read about the $1.1 billion, yes, billion raised in the state payroll costs for 2014. But it's a good bet those figures caught your eye. you know, I mean, public figures here. I mean, public salaries. And, you know, did you know that the 2013 census said that the latest available show earnings averaging in Shasta County $23,670 per capita? The statewide is only $29,000, and yet you're getting these paychecks. The CalPERS guy got a $745,000 paycheck from CalPERS. And they're talking about that 245,000 full and part-time government employees were paid an average of $67,000 annually. And one in five, 20% of salaries of $100,000 or more. Let's talk about that.
You know, go back and just ring back right up to what we were talking about a little earlier about our veterans.
Yeah.
Hello?
And they just spent.
What's wrong with that picture?
And they just announced they got $5 million to spend, that Neapolitano said, to spend on illegal aliens here that are to help them register for school and make that transition. $5 million for illegals. Did you think they matched that with our veterans? No.
I think not.
Because why? Because the Democrats don't care about veterans. Oh, did I say that? Well, let me say why I could say that. Democrats control the legislature. Do you see them doing anything like that? Governor Brown's a Democrat. See him doing anything like that? Did they delay the veterans home for 3 years? Yes. It's the Democrats.
Because we didn't have money to put into the veterans home, but we have money to make sure that every illegal that crosses the border has a driver's license and their kids go to school and they have plenty of food and they have a place to, you know, they got to have a driver's license. So obviously they have to have a car. You know, they have a cell phone. Yeah. They have everything they need. But what about our veterans? Whoa, they don't qualify for any of the above because they're in the military.
So all my Democrat friends, and I have lots of Democrat friends. This is on your shoulders, buddy, because if it was Republicans, I'd be saying the same thing. But it's on your shoulders, Democrats.
Matter of fact, state of California is controlled by Democrats.
That's it. I mean, every elected office, I think, except one. I think George Runner.
State Board of Equalization.
State Board of Equalization. And he's out there by himself. Even this, you know, so here. Anyway, so I'm going.
It's absolutely appalling that most of our veterans, a lot of their wives are on food stamps and welfare. Yeah. Because we don't pay them enough money while the people are overseas to feed their family.
Okay,
that's a shame.
You want to get fired up about right here in Shasta County, right here in the city of Redding? They cut the power off to a wounded Purple Heart recipient veteran of the war of Iraqi freedom. His wife and his two kids, they cut his power off on a Friday.
Yeah.
Friday. Now, that's
the
weekend.
So they could have the whole weekend to even do something about it.
So there's nothing you can do about it. So we put together a group of people, Rob Burrows and Bill Phelan from, you know, the Purple Hearts and the Welcome Home thing. And so what do we do? You know, and went and met with the REU. Barry Tippin was very helpful, but got the guy's power back on. But there's no reason it should have been turned off. And that's the question we need to ask our city council. Hey, because when you say, well, why would you do this, Barry? This guy's got a Purple Heart. He's working two jobs. He's got two kids. One of the places shut down. You know, he's got to keep a house, a roof over their heads. He's got to feed the kids.
He says, you're not going to throw them out and find them someplace else to live. Don't shut their power off.
It's the city council, he said, makes the decision. And, you know, damn me, but I forgot to ask Missy about that yesterday. But I promise you I will ask Brent Weaver about that next week when he's on. About that because of your policies, you're going to throw a wounded Purple Heart recipient, 100% disabled veteran out of his home with his two kids.
The whole way that we treat our military
in
every way that we do it is just appalling. I can remember that President Obama made some statement. I don't remember the full context of it. It was something about, well, you volunteered.
You go back in that volunteer service.
You volunteered. What did you expect? You're a volunteer. You went over there. Now you think you get everything free when you come back?
You should use your own insurance.
Exactly. Why don't you pay for your own insurance? Why would you expect you're a volunteer?
Of the many stupid things this man has said about the military, that's got to be right up the top five.
Yeah, exactly.
Right with corpsmen.
We'll be right back after
these messages. Rick Pacetti here. The general manager of the Colt 45s, what's going to happen with the 45s this year?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. With widespread support from lawmakers like Senator Angus King of Maine.
Sequestration was designed to be stupid.
President Obama says he wants to fully reverse the sequester cuts with his new budget.
The White House says the president wants to do away with the across-the-board spending limits on both domestic and defense programs, known as sequestration. With the release of his budget on Monday, the president will propose roughly 8% increases in military and domestic spending. The bold proposal comes just 2 months after voters gave Republicans control of Congress.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. Also at SRNews.com, a measles outbreak that began at Disneyland is growing. In Palm Desert, California, school district spokeswoman Mary Perry tells KESQ-TV 66 high school students have been asked to stay at home for now because they're not vaccinated.
They are going to be asked to stay home until the incubation period for contagion would be complete.
Of 95 total cases, 52 can be directly linked to Disney theme parks. Forecasters say they have their eyes on a pair of weather systems that could bring more snow to parts of New England in coming days. And farther to the south, Valerie Schroeder of Southampton, New York, says there shouldn't be any more snow for a while. That's fine by her.
A friend of mine had to wait for 36 hours to get a plow, and they're like 72 years old.
Still a lot of snow on the ground in the entire region. A majority of Americans say they are dissatisfied with the level of immigration.
And that includes both legal and illegal immigration. 6 in 10 Americans say the levels are wrong. Of those who are dissatisfied, according to Gallup, only 7% think there should be more. 39% say it's too high. The party split is even more stark. 84% of Republicans say immigration levels are too high. 44% of Democrats think so, but even that is an 8-point jump from last year.
That's Wally Hines reporting, and this is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Fewer Americans signed contracts to buy homes in December. More from SRN's Jeremy House.
The National Association of Realtors says its seasonally adjusted pending home sales index declined 3.7% last month to 100.7. The index ended the year below its 2013 average. However, the realtors project sales of existing homes will rebound this year to 5.26 million, or 6.6% more than 2014. Lackluster wage growth and increasing home prices stifled buying for much of last year.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. Average long-term U.S. mortgage rates rose slightly this week after 4 straight weekly declines. Mortgage company Freddie Mac has a nationwide average for a 30-year mortgage right now edged up to 3.66%, up from 3.63 last week. Oil prices continue their plunge down about 70 cents a barrel. They closed yesterday at $44.45. Right now, prices down to $43.75. This is SRN News. An American institution may open a branch overseas, as Ron DeRockstra explains.
The Smithsonian Institution in Washington is working with officials in London to create a new museum in London's Olympic Park.
The new venue would feature exhibits from Smithsonian sites, including the National Air and Space Museum, National Museum of American History, and the National Museum of Natural History. If plans come together, the Olympic Park Culture Center would open in 2021 and would be the first Smithsonian outpost outside the U.S. Rhonda Rockstra, SRN News.
Safety researchers say that the chances of dying in a crash in a late model car or light truck fell by more than a third over 3 years. Nine car models had zero deaths per million registered vehicles. The gap between the safest and the riskiest remains wide. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says improved vehicle designs and safety technology help to reduce the risk. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is Thursday, 8:05 in the morning here, 605-4567 is our phone number. It's, of course, January the 29th. We're finished with this month officially, almost. We're streaming on KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl. It's 48 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking at a mostly sunny with a high near 73, north to northwest winds, 5 to 7 miles an hour. Clear this evening with a low of around 44, sunny and a high near 73 on Friday, high of 74 on Saturday, and no rain in the forecast.
No rain in the forecast. You know what? I am so tired of that.
I am too, and we desperately need some moisture in the North State. Weather's brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Let's talk about Northern Firearms Instruction here with Ted Lighty and his people, offering the most complete CCW training in Northern California. And for a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. And there are a lot of people taking CCW courses.
They are.
We are, I think Shasta County now has the number, per capita.
Number and get in line down at the sheriff's office.
Well, I tell you what, too. You want to be trained by professionals, and there's some good classes around here, but I tell you, Ted Lighty and his people out there. And, okay, as a disclaimer here, is I teach for them every so often. I like to teach in the advanced classes. And
it's important if you're going to do that you have the proper training, so we
do.
Encourage
you.
We're lucky that we have all of those qualified
yes,
people.
And you know what? I am so strong about it. If you're going to carry a firearm, you need to be trained. You need to be as trained as much as possible. And you can get that at Northern Firearms. Register online at readingccw.com or call Ted at 999-1822, 530-999-1822. That is not a weird phone number when you call it. Good morning, Trish.
Wow.
We're here with the Colt 45's general manager, and that's it. Rick Bassetti.
Good morning, Rick.
Rick appears.
So, what are you doing in your new life?
I'm having so much fun that it ought to be illegal. We've been just down working at Tiger Field, getting it ready for this new coming season. We're making some more improvements down there. Simpson University is getting ready to kick off their season, so we've really pushed to try to help and get as much of it done so that they'll have it for their season as well.
One of the guys you recruited is here now with us.
Oh, yes.
Did you know about that?
No.
Elton. Elton is an intern.
Elton Wisman.
And he's an intern with us, and he is a very bright guy, and he's running the boards now. He picked it up quick. And
I'll tell you what, character-wise.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Oh, what a good kid.
He's a great character kid. He is a number one kid.
Very bright, and he talks about catching. Linda's just enthralled by it. Because Linda just fractured her finger.
So
she said, did you ever have these? And Eldon.
How did she fracture her finger?
You know what?
I probably don't want to know. Okay.
The story has already gone through the community here, but essentially as we were leaving to go take a yoga class with Nancy Sutton Pierce, and as we were walking out, Linda shuts the door into the closet, and you know how you just kind of get ahead of things? And that door hit her left forefinger and And I mean, I heard some yelping and blood's coming down. And so I'm looking at it, and she has a fingernail kind of aiming in one direction, and I'm washing it off, and I'm seeing the cut on her top of her finger. It was bleeding, but not much. But there's all this blood kind of dripping into the sink. So I turned her finger over, and she'd split it open. And we weren't sure if it was broken, if what was going to happen. So I gauzed it real quick. We take it down to a Hilltop clinic. And the doc there goes in there. They x-ray it because it was, you know, hammered pretty good. And it's fractured. So she's walking in and out around with this little metal stall. Now, I tell everybody really what happened is that she was poking me in the forehead saying, you need to pay attention here, which is a better story than that. But that's what happened.
Oh, my.
So she and Eldon are talking about injuries in his fingers and hands and all this. And
if he's a catcher, then.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they
call. But he talks about you. He said, oh, no. He says, Coach recruited me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, they call catcher's equipment the tools of ignorance.
Oh, yeah. And he's
if you're dumb enough to put those on and get behind the plate.
But he also likes it because he's also like calling the shots out there, too.
They're the field commander.
And so that's the kind of guy he is.
Yes.
And, you know, that he likes having more to do than just sit out there. Because, frankly, when I'm out there in right field or you know, I'm just kind of – I'm looking around. My mind's on other things. And,
sure.
You know. Oh.
You're one of those guys that was watching the butterflies go from flower to flower. Yeah.
Yeah, me and Lucy, you know, out there from Peanuts.
Yeah.
I'm going out
there,
I'm looking around. And then it gets hit over my head. I'm like, what? What?
Yeah.
Anyway. Hey, Coach.
Yes.
You not only are, you know, got the Colt 45s in a brand new direction and really picking it up like that, but you're also in the middle of a crime-fighting spree down there in South Park.
It's an everyday battle. And, you know, it's something that I didn't get to do when I was still on the council was to try to gather with some of the people that show up down there on Wednesdays and Saturdays feeding the people. I'd really like to see them begin feeding them at their places of worship or another more public place than the park because, like yesterday, there was, I think, the lunch bunch. And, you know, so there isn't a normal family or a normal person who's going to go and use the park when there's 60, 70 of the transient people down there. And I'm not talking about just the homeless. Because most of the homeless that are homeless are down at the mission or someplace, and they're being taken care of.
These are transients
and single males.
Illegal.
The predator type men.
Yeah.
And they're all gathered down there.
They're all gathered down there getting their these.
Well, and why shouldn't they feed them at their own place of worship, their establishments, their businesses?
Free food.
Why not bring them into their atmosphere and their neighborhoods and congregate there?
Well, you'll get the argument that there's no transportation to get them there. We need to go to where they are to feed them and that sort of thing. And I'm saying, well, you know, all I know is that we have continual vandalism, trespassing happening at the ballpark. We're continually replacing situations where nets are slashed with knives. There's defecation around the ballpark every day. Yesterday, I cleaned out the dugout. There were a couple crack pipes, so they were partying in the dugouts. And it's not the police job to police our ballpark.
But we have a lot of people that are being threatened.
Everyone.
We need the police out there taking care of
with more serious.
Why isn't it the police job?
Well, it is, but there aren't enough to go around.
It is,
and
I understand
the plan.
It is their job,
but it's also a priority.
And you know,
it's exactly.
2 days ago, I had people sleeping in the dugout.
Yeah.
And I asked them politely to leave. We were getting ready to start work, and they just pulled the blankets over their head and were going to go and ignore me. So I did call the police, not on an urgent call. And an officer was down in about 15 minutes, and he came out. And, you know, they just got up and left, and they left dirty blankets, clothes, a dog. They just left. And
left their dog?
Yeah, left the dog there, too. And I'm sitting there going, you know, they don't care about anything, certain segments of it. I'm not castigating all of the homeless because I see the young mothers with kids down there who are trying to get out of things too as well. And I see the young families.
There's a big difference.
But the people who are choosing to be there are the ones that I have the real problem with. So I just gather up all the clothes and we go and throw it in the dumpster because the same groups that are feeding them will also give them brand new sleeping bags. They'll give them some more clothes.
Don't even get me started on that because we have piles and tons of this stuff.
Chris Schwag is coming on next Thursday with Clark and
Clark. And she's going to fill us in on the baskets full of stuff they leave behind.
And tying in what you say before we take a break here is just talk to somebody working for the county.
Mm-hmm.
But not necessarily, but they sent people out there into the park. And within the space of a half an hour, was people not just smoking marijuana, but smoking crack, shooting heroin, drug deals going down in the space of a half an hour walking through right down there where we played baseball.
Right.
And she said it was incredible. Just in a half hour, 45 minutes, they were seeing all this stuff down there.
Absolutely. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
So our goal is just to make as much good stuff happening there all the time, because that does have a tendency to push them out. If we fill that place up with 500-600 people a night, they go away.
There you go. Okay. Hey, look, this portion of the show, and even though it may be a little bit late now, it's out at Wind River on Valentine's Day,
probably
on February the 14th, is Linda with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, her band out there, plus Lou White. Wind River has got such a great deal going out there for, you can get a room, you can get, you get a food voucher, you get gambling stuff. But if you just want to go out there and listen to Linda, you need to give them a call at 243-3377. She's going to be singing from 6 to 8. At 9:30, another band comes in. But from 6 to 8, she's going to be there. Dinner starts at 5 o'clock, and I'm not too sure how many tickets are left.
But remember, if you can't get a place for dinner, just go in, and if you have to stand for 2 hours and listen to Linda sing and her group,
they're doing well.
It's worth that.
And,
I mean, that's
and the bar,
great.
You can sit at the bar, too,
exactly.
And get up there and get fed there, too. But give them a call, 243-3377, Elements Lounge, Romance on the River, and ask for seats there or a table, see if there's any left. I'm not sure how many they are, but Wind River is changing their whole profile. And I don't mean it was bad before, but purposely looking on how they can reach out to more people.
Exactly. And remember, it's a no smoking area, and that's
Gary Hayward needs
a huge thing.
I don't know how many accolades he gets, but he needs to be out there, and somebody needs to recognize this man for what he's done for our community. He and the whole rancher.
That was
there.
A big step forward going no smoking
not just,
in that
not
arena.
Just the non-smoking, but that which was a huge risk, and he put that on his shoulders. But I'm talking about the other things they do. I mean, Rick, and Trish, I mean, it's how much money they bring into our community. But it's not even that. It's how much they donate, how much they give to our community. Mm-hmm. They're picking up the cost of for the women veterans
coming in here. Frontier Senior
down
Center.
Frontier Senior Center. He didn't even hesitate. What can I do to help? What can I do to help? He brings it up. So, yeah. Hey, shout out to them. Rick Bassetti, general manager of Colt 45s, is our guest. Like that better?
Yeah, I really do. I like the sound of that a lot better.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back.
We're
going to be right back.
Oh. I thought we'd taken a break already.
Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Gray's Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Gray's Place is what we are all about, a place of grace.
Putting your feet up should be a luxury, not a necessity. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can keep you stuck inside with your feet up when you could be out tackling those New Year's resolutions and chasing the snow. You may have venous insufficiency, causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. Don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long, unless you're snuggled up in front of the fire. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are the vein and vascular treatment experts of the North State, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely and effectively treating varicose veins for over a decade. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can enjoy a new season of looking and feeling your best.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Redding chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner.
Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Redding Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark today. It's Thursday. Put me in, Coach. I'm ready to play. This portion of the show brought to you by Owens Pharmacy. You know what? Owens Pharmacy. Here's, talk about local boys of Dungit. They've started this pharmacy, and now they're branching out, and they got six pharmacies here in this town. And one of the reasons
in this county,
yeah, but and they're expanding out into other counties. But the thing is that why have they been so successful? It's because they're on the cusp of things. They are looking out to how to help their customers. MedSync. MedSync is where if you have one or multiple medications, they can sync them up so they're all due on one day. So that you don't have to go every day or 5 days in a row to get your medications or for prescriptions run out. They can fix that for you. And so the day that it's due, they just automatically renew them because they know what kind of prescriptions you're getting. And you come down and pick them up. Or, get this, you can't make it down there, they deliver them to your house for free. For free. Let me say that again. There's very few things in life for free. This is for free. And your pharmacist. Your pharmacist knows you. He's not somebody from another country that is here for a month and moves on. These are guys and girls that are here. They know what kind of medications you take. They know how they work with other medications because guess what? That's their job. They're their last line of defense right here. Owens Pharmacy, I can't say enough about them. We use them. Linda uses them. Compounds, they make their own compounds down in the one on Court Street. Owens Pharmacy, six of them around here, and most locations are open Monday through Friday from 9 to 6. Check them out. You're not going to go wrong. The general manager of the Colt 45s are here with Trish Clark and I,
yes.
Rick Bassetti, and we're talking about crime and things that are going on.
Yeah.
And one of our people said, why don't we put some kind of like a player tax or a tax on tickets that would help pay for security, because we talked about how much it costs to have people stop by.
We're paying for security anyway without taxing the people.
Right.
And we've done that without raising our ticket prices. And so
during the off season.
Now, as a volunteer group, we're going to go out and look for some grants and this sort of thing, too, because as a volunteer organization,
it's a nonprofit.
Right? It's a nonprofit. Right. You know, we are a community owned. There's no private individual. This is a community owned 501c3 for public benefit, and our emphasis are the youth and sports. And so we have camps for kids during the season as well. We take our money and invest it back into the community, into the park. Last year, almost $20,000 went back to other nonprofits. We're willing to share 50% of our gate with any nonprofit that wants to come and sell tickets with us. We're willing to. We'll print the tickets. They have no cost up front.
The veterans, your first game, and what a huge thing that is for them.
Yeah, we do Veterans Night as opening night, and half the gate goes to the cemetery.
And what kind of a gate are we talking about? How much money is an organization looking at typically?
Last year, we wrote a check to them for about $1,250.
Wow.
You know, and so if someone were to sell 1,000 tickets, it's $2,500. Our tickets are only $5 for general admission. And so when they come in, we turn right around and write them that check, and here it is, and thank you very much. And, you know, as a nonprofit organization with our benefit going to the youth in the park, we're wanting to do nothing but secure that park and to make it the park that traditionally I grew up going there on Saturdays with my families.
Right.
For we used to do church potlucks in that park. The dads would be off playing ball, and the moms would be doing their sewing and talking. And
well, things have changed there, basically, from that. Sewing, I can't see Trish out there sewing. Maybe knitting.
But, you know, it was fun.
You want to bring the park back to the families.
God will get you
to
for
the
that.
Families. I mean, nothing tickled me more last year, and I saw two families pull up one day before one of our games. They both had, like, two or three kids. They threw their blankets out, brought out their baskets, and had a picnic. I don't know. You know, yesterday was Wednesday. They had the lunch bunch, and there was 60 transient, single males, basically, down there getting their food. And I'm going, you know, that's not what the park's for. The park is for our community and the people.
And the families. And like you said, bring the kids out and have the fun before the game. And exactly.
Well, if the signs are there and the rules are there, now it's just the enforcement.
It's the enforcement.
Now, people, there was some opposition from, not an organized opposition, but the idea was that you all take over, you gate the place at night, you lock it up, and you kind of like take charge of that park again. And yet there was some opposition to that.
That somehow you were cutting other people out of it that wanted to use it.
Was the whole plan was so that you could control the field so nobody else can use it?
Absolutely not, Carl. We have never, ever proposed any of that. All we wanted to do was secure it. The city, Parks and Recs, is still going to schedule everything from the tennis to the little leagues to the baseball.
So all you're doing is securing the park.
We're just securing the park.
From the time it closes at night until the morning so that people can't get in there. And let's just, say it straight out. They're going in. You're working hard all day laying concrete, putting up new fences, putting up new nets. They're going in there every night and destroying everything you've done all day long.
And partying. Yeah.
And partying and doing drugs and tearing everything down that you've built up for the community.
And again, I want to be really clear. It's not our homeless. It's not the mentally ill. It's the single male predators. I would say 80% of them are AB-109ers. And then the others who want to be with them, you know, type of a scenario.
It's a subculture.
People who have no responsibility.
You know, wait till next, I think it's Tuesday or Wednesday. What day? I think it's the 4th. Is that Thursday or Wednesday? I think that's when Rob Pelletti is having his next town hall meeting. And let me tell you, there's going to be some bombshells dropped
next
on
Thursday?
This
next Thursday? Well, we're going to get them all started up.
Wednesday or Thursday. I've got to go back and check for sure. But you need to be there, and because there are going to be some bombshells dropped about things that they've been researching and talking to all these people out here in these illegal camps, just finding out stuff. And I tell you what, it's going to be – you're going to see a picture that you're just not going to believe.
Just our own informal trying to talk to the people that are going, why – and everyone denies that it's them. And I go, so this is how they choose to live. This is what – it's a choice.
It's a subculture, Rick, and you will never, ever – dissuade me of that.
Right.
These illegal camps, and I don't call them homeless camps because it's not fair to the homeless. It's illegal camps that you get these alpha males out there and that they have their subculture where they have the women, they have drugs, they have people paying, you know, I mean, just there for safety. And it's like a clan from the 12th century or maybe even earlier that they're out there.
So all I know is that we got a bunch of kids coming down and we're having fun at the ballpark, you know.
That's the thing.
Simpson University's kicking off their season this Saturday. People want to watch some baseball, get on down there. The field is transforming itself. New paint job on everything.
Is Simpson playing at Planet Tiger?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Part of we did a 5-year joint use agreement when they provided the stadium seats for us.
Yeah, that's right.
And so until they can get their field built out there, they got the field on the ground now, and now they'll be starting the next phase is working out there. But they
and
have
until
this,
then they're going to play
until
down.
They're going to play down there.
You know, also we have for this crab feed our Super Bowl of crab feeds this week. Is we've got a set of season tickets.
Yes.
To the let me find them right here.
One of the raffle items for the live auction.
For
one safe place. Yes.
Yeah.
For
two reserve seat season passes. Let me tell you about these season. These seats are right there. And are these the ones behind the someplace else?
The two seats that we provided to them are down the third baseline.
Third baseline.
So you're on the home side.
And nice seating
nice
there.
Seats.
And you know, you put up the net so you get a little shade.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to be a great season. And we want to talk about things that are different about the 45s this year when we get back. Okay.
That'd be great.
Okay.
We're here with
Rick Pesce. People are going to say, well, okay, what about politics? Well, maybe we'll get into a couple questions later on because how can we avoid that? I mean, Rick.
Life's politics.
So we'll talk about that when we get back. In a few minutes after we get back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Rick Pesce. We'll be right back.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? There's no crying in baseball. What?
Mark your calendar for the 66th Annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by We Liberator Shasta Energy Company, Robo Bank, Murphy Veneer, California Forestry Association, and Roseburg Forest Products, this event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this 3-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Robo Bank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Yeah!
Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. 8:33 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 605-4567 is our number in this portion of the show, brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. That's right. It's the Cheers of Barbershops. Great haircuts, great prices, and discounts for seniors and veterans, which Bob Belongi is. So it's nice to know. And not only that, Bob's got a beard, and they do beard trims. He's growing his beard again. I know. It's hard to believe. Makes him look like 40 years older, too. I mean that's okay, Bob. I mean,
it's a gray beard.
You can be 40 years older. It's all right.
Well, for a while, I didn't want to have the snow on the lawn until there was some on the roof. But apparently, that's not going to happen anytime soon. Thank you, genetics. So
that's right. You know what? You don't have to worry. You're watching that gray hair work its way down. Okay. we're right back. Again, Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue across from Subway. Our guest is the Colt 45's general manager, Rick Bassetti, of course, former mayor here. We're going to talk about a couple of things later on. But, hey, Rick, changes this year, because there's been a lot of changes, because we follow it, because, of course, we are locked with you on trying to make this the most successful baseball team.
Absolutely.
And you're broadcasting the game.
Oh. We actually have a formal contract.
We have a contract.
KCNR is our flagship. Yeah.
And now that it's catching on, we can share things that we're doing with them.
You know,
we took a model.
We started looking at the Humboldt Crabs. They're the longest continuing operating summer collegiate baseball program in the United States. 70 years they've been operating over there. And so we took you look how something has worked successfully, and we've implemented a lot of their policies here. And one of them is develop a relationship with a radio station, you know. And the others are have a strong board. We have a very strong board here now. And these guys and people on our board just help me immensely. They support our program. And everything that we're doing right now, I think, feels really good. The momentum is really building. Season ticket sales are up. We signed a contract with...
Can I bring you just for a second?
Sure.
Tell us how the ticket sales have gone for 3 years.
Oh.
This is our third year.
Well,
really,
we're going into the third year that I've been involved with it, and so, that you've been involved with it.
Right.
In 12, they had 1,000 people the entire season.
The entire season.
Came to the game. And in 13, our first year together and working out there, it went to 7,500 attendance.
Wow.
And then last year it went to 16,000.
Wow.
And so
16,000.
A huge. We're talking from 1,000
to
16,000. That's incredible.
And we're going to our goal this year, and we're working really hard, is to get to 20,000 to 25,000.
Yeah.
I really believe that we'll be able to get it done.
I think we can do that.
Our nonprofit organizations are figuring out that we really are a good deal, and it works for them too.
Yeah.
And we've had many more people request. The Emblem Club from the Elks wants to get in and do something with us.
Okay.
American Cancer Society is another one that wants to get in with us.
Great.
And so, you know, we're working really hard. Like I was saying a little earlier, there is no cost to them up front at all. We print the tickets for them, and whatever they sell, they get 50% of their tickets. And so it really works out, and we support three different Little Leagues. A fourth one just called me from Trinity. They want to have a Trinity Little League night. And so we're able to actually, some of the smaller ones will have joint nights, because we have 40 home games. And in those 40 games, we try to generate as much revenue as we can, hot dogs, hamburgers, beer, you know, the whole
thing. $5 a ticket to get in.
$5 a ticket.
And hot dogs. A hot dog, a drink. I know your prices have had to go on up.
No. We're not raising anything on any of our foods.
So
items.
A hot dog and a drink. Under $5, right?
If you're a 12-year-old and under, it's $2 to come. If you're a senior or a veteran, it's $3 to walk in the gate.
Right.
And so you can come in. A hot dog is $3.50. A hamburger's $3.50. I mean, we have all the condiments there. It's really done well, and it's a fair portion. It's a, you know, we sell.
And what a great family.
Yeah.
Oriented. Take all the kids. Go. Have your hot dogs.
I had a family last year.
I think it's just a great thing. The other thing I want to go back to, is turning on the radio and listening to the baseball game.
This is great.
That is too cool.
Well, you see that happening at the ballpark, too.
Well, sure, because you can hear what,
we're looking this year. Okay, we're trying to see how we can swing this.
Sure.
Is buying the AM radios, setting them to ours. I'm going to glue them there somehow, our station, and giving them to people as part of the deal for some of the first groups of people coming in. That way they can listen to the games like they used to.
Right.
Because that's
where
you hear what's going on.
You're listening.
Put a little headset in there.
Well, Nate does such a great job.
He does
a great job.
He does.
presenting the game, painting the picture of the game, what's happening there. And many, many of the people already bring their radios and listen to Nate during the games. And so,
not only that, we stream it all over the place. Mm-hmm. So your players who are college kids,
their families
hear it, they can listen to it. I mean, we got emails from people saying, thank you. Hey, gosh, it was really good to hear the game. And, you know, and we archive the game so they can, if they miss it, they can go back and
they
listen to it.
They go back and listen to it. Yeah. But I just got two more requests for host families. You know, because we put these kids up in homes for 10 to 11 weeks. And, you know, that has been pleasantly a nice surprise. We've actually had several retired ladies in their 70s who like to have single women who want to have a young guy in the house for a sense of protection.
Well, you know what? That was one that we ran into a couple weeks ago. And her husband had passed away like mm-hmm. 6 or 7 months ago. And she said, you know, because she likes baseball. And she follows our station. She says, I think I'm going to do that. And I looked at her, but now that you bring it up, I thought, well, you know, that's not a bad idea.
You could have
somebody around there that, you know, that
can mow the lawn
and can take care of that kind of stuff. And you're right. And they're good kids. I mean, they're not like degenerates or anything.
Well, we like to think they are. All of our kids, just for people that don't know, our players are all freshmen, sophomore, juniors in college. They have to be in good academic standing on an active college roster, baseball roster. This isn't a tryout league. This isn't any of that. We get referrals from coaches from universities and colleges into our program. And I'm now getting kids who are requesting to come here. Our reputation is building. Kids who had played against us with other teams going, I want to come and play in front of a crowd. A lot of these leagues that play out there are they play on weekdays, 1 o'clock on a college or high school field. You know, we have the luxury of playing 7:15 night games in front of last year averaged 400 people crowds, paid attendance. That was paid attendance. And so this year we want to get it to 500 to 600 people a night. Well, I think we'll do it.
Yeah.
And how many games this year?
40.
How many does the stadium seat?
That's 40 home games.
The stadium will seat 1,000 right now. And with standing room, if we ever have the standing room, we can put another probably 200 to 300 down the line.
Well, and that's the goal. Fill it up. Standing room
don't
only.
Don't be running out of hot dogs. Or
No.
out of beer one night.
Yeah. Like, no, not last year. Well, that might have been the night after we got broken into.
Oh, okay, that might be that one.
Oh, you go.
Oh, and then trying to get the last hot dog.
I mean,
those are great prices. Plus, other people are selling stuff there, and you can buy, you know, when I brought the kids there, grandkids, who, by the way, Rick, thank you so much. My little grandson got to sit inside the dugout, and they were concerned about him, but the guys there, treated him like a little prince, and he got to sit there, and they just, you know, and that he came out just so happy.
He probably learned a few words that he shouldn't have learned.
You know what? Well, you know what? He said that, but, you know, he said he didn't come from – He said some people are saying bad words. I said, the players? No, it's people behind the dugout. He said, no, the players and everything. And they were high fiving him and all that.
Oh, good.
And that was cool.
Good.
You know what? And there's a kid just loves baseball. And now he had his Colt 45s T-shirt, his Colt 45s hat.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff.
Well, we have a guest bat boy program too. People sign up online. They apply online to be bat boys. We used to have a sign up sheet, but there would always be one or two kids that just got them all. And so this way I put them online and people can make the request, and then that way we can –
That's cool.
We can rotate it that everybody gets a chance to be a bat boy.
Okay.
How fun. You know, and if we want to make a difference in all the other negative things that we talk about, always, you know, you were in the politics, I was in the politics, and let's face it, there's a lot of issues, a lot of stuff out there, but – go back to our basics and our beginnings. Yeah. That's how we make a difference.
Yeah.
Bring that family-oriented stuff back into our community.
Right. Okay, you know, I'm going to take an early break. When we come back, Red, hang on to after the break, and we'll come on back with a question. I know it's going to be political, but, you know, I'd like to just kind of keep these, you know, to a minimum because I want to talk baseball.
Sure.
And what we're doing for our community and where it's going to go with that. So we'll be right back, and Red, we'll get you right after the break.
More than just a sweet treat, and you can learn why in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Sweet, A Tasty Journey. From January 17th to May 13th, Sweet serves a healthy helping of brain food.
Investigate California's farm-to-fork role in candy making. Stimulate all five senses with interactive activities and learn about real-life Willy Wonkas in this fun and colorful exhibition. Sweet is presented by Five Star Bank and Häagen-Dazs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
What's more important than family? At Karen Aventino Family Dentistry, quality dental work is our passion. We want your family to look and feel their best. A warm and friendly face, a welcoming atmosphere, and modern dental technology are what you'll notice at Karen Aventino Family Dentistry. We're located on Hartnell Avenue, next to Holiday Market. Call us at 222-6939. That's 222-6939. Karen Aventino Family Dentistry.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Thursday, January the 29th, 8:46 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. In fact, no rain in the forecast. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark.
And I want my buddy. You know what, Carl?
What?
The audience ought to be there. Poor Bob, he's having such a time controlling the mic conversation and getting everybody to cool it when the mics go hot. I mean, he just needs an extra hoorah today. I mean, he's yelling hot mic for 10 seconds and we're not listening.
No.
Okay. Yeah, he keeps up and he looks at me, because I get after him if he misses. See, if he misses one where he doesn't turn on a microphone,
uh-huh.
I revel in this because it's rare he makes it. I can say things, and I yammer at him.
And today
he turns around and he's like, stop.
Bob, you hit one home run, they call you a home run hitter? No way.
No way. You know, you can hit 1,000 home runs. You know, hit 1,000 home runs, they say there's a home run hitter. No, but pick your nose one time.
It's not my place to drive the train or even ring the bell, but let that bugger jump the tracks and see who catches hell.
There you go. Okay. Rick Bassetti is our guest, General Manager 45. We're talking baseball, but now we're going to go back, I think, into politics. Red, good morning.
Good morning. Actually, I have a question regarding the nonprofit program the Colt 45s run.
Perfect.
So that program is open to any nonprofit 501c3?
Absolutely.
Okay, because what I was curious about is last Sunday, Rob Burrows on KCNR's new show, All In, had stated on the air that you had denied him the ability to go with the Veterans Museum and sell tickets because of his association with the Tea Party. Is that not true?
That is absolutely not true.
Okay, so then Rob Burrows can contact you and sell tickets at the Colt 45's game for the Veterans Museum.
We offered him to do it.
Okay.
And it never transpired.
I was just curious because it was something that was said live on the air by Mr. Burrows, and I've never known him to be a liar.
Well, I'm thinking there must have been a misunderstanding there. We were just talking off the air about the fact that we'd like to get a group somehow together to do one of those games for the veterans.
Maybe a question, Mr. Smith, would be, is why would we as an organization, because it's not my final decision, I have an entire board and we open it to everyone, why would we have for the third year running, our opening night be the veterans and money that we raise goes out to the cemetery? And why would I turn around and tell Mr. Burrows, no? I mean,
that he made was specifically because of his association with the Tea Party. And considering recent statements that you've made in the Record Searchlight regarding the REU pilot lawsuit, thanks Tea Party, even though they had nothing to do with it, it would lend a little credence. And it's just strange that Mr. Burrows would say that openly on the air if there's no truth to it.
Yeah, I don't know why Rob would say that other than maybe
but
animosity.
You know what I'm going to do, Red? I'm going to I'll give Rob a call because I have if there's a misunderstanding, and then I'm going to have – we'll have
– It sounds
we'll
like there may be, and I do really genuinely hope that's the case.
I do, too, because –
like to see the Veterans Museum help.
It is a standing offer to any nonprofit
and
organization.
And he's a 501, so you would not do that, right?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so hopefully that there's been some kind of transmission in here that didn't get all the way over there, Red. But I'm going to call Rob and make sure that he understands that he can call Rick Bassetti and
absolutely.
He gets a night.
All we want, Red, is for them to fill those stands. They make money. We make money to put back into our park.
Fantastic, and thank you for bringing baseball to Reading. I'm a huge baseball guy. Go Oakland A's, and thank you for what you do. Thank you for clarifying that.
Absolutely.
You know, and I'm going to call Rob because you know, if there's a misunderstanding on this, thanks a lot, Red. If there's a misunderstanding on this, we need to get this out because
I remember a conversation with Mr. Burrows, and I said, hey, you want to sell these for the museum? Go ahead and sell them for the museum. I was never followed up.
Okay.
You know, right. And this is what when I meet any of these nonprofits, I was telling you, I've gotten emails. I call the people right back and say, you want a night?
Well, we're going to have a KCNR night. We just talked about that. Now, I'm not a nonprofit, though sometimes it seems like it, here at KCNR.
That's not your intention.
But what we're doing is that night, I'm going to team up with the VFWs and Order of the Purple Heart, and I'm going to get all those tickets out there, and that money's going to go back to them.
Absolutely.
So we're going to be there. It's going to be a KCNR night and try and get all of our VFWs.
We'll do a shout-out right now to any of those veterans groups. The VFWs, the Purple Heart, any of them part of the KCNR night.
That's right.
They
come
can get in, take the tickets, sell them, and
there you go. And that money goes to you, and we'll be the umbrella for that.
And here's one of my recent programs here, the Boy Scouts of America. They have numbers of different troops, and I said, well, how about this as a program then? Make it a competition between the different troops. Every troop gets to keep the money that they sell. It doesn't go into a common pool, and the troop that sells the most. When we have game announcement, starting lineup announcement, the nine top sellers for each troop will run out to the positions with each of my players. So playing left field, and then they'll announce our player, and they'll announce a Boy Scout.
Oh, how fun is that? See, what a great,
And then the top two salespeople are going to be the Bat Boys for the night. And so, we can make it fun for all these kids. We don't exclude anyone. And if Rob thought I told him no, it was follow up. Just follow up with
call me. You today, and he's got a night.
Call me today. You got a night. Tell me how many tickets that you want. And, our only requirements are you return the money 3 to 4 days before and any unsold tickets so we can plan for the food as to what kind of crowd we're going to have.
There you go. Like I said, I'm going to get with Vince Stevenson, who heads up CVAC, and we're going to end the VFW stuff, and besides the Veterans Night, we're going to have, maybe.
And Maurice Johannesson has agreed to throw out the first pitch on Veterans Night.
Wow. I'm Veterans Day.
Okay, how much for a box seat on the, not a,
if you buy a reserved seat, that's one of our new stadium seats, you're going to pay $325 for 40 games home, but you're guaranteed that seat. And it has.
How much?
$325.
Okay.
And it has
one seat. Okay.
It has your name on it or your company name on it. As an example, Bank of Commerce last year, this is how they use theirs. They bought four of them, And the new president, he called me up and says, I don't get to go to any of the games. I go, why? He said, our HR listed the schedule and said, we have four tickets. Everybody sign up for when they want to go to a game.
And everybody filled it up.
All the games were taken. And so this year they're coming in a big way and helping us continue the revamping of the ballpark.
Hey, let me give a big shout out right now to a friend of ours, Boyce Muse.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, Boyce Muse, who loves baseball, first of all, is helped out tremendously down there. And he's got his, you know, I sat in his seats one time, which right up there so I could turn around and smack Nate if I had to. but Boyce Muse has played a huge part in this.
Absolutely huge part. In the last 2 years, 150 yards of concrete have been poured down there, okay? And Boyce and his people have done nothing but a top professional job. He's actually carried some of the expense for us over so that we could have a little more time to pay it, but we will pay it. And so, you know, he's one of my members of my board of directors.
Well, I'll tell you what, Boyce cares about this community in so many different ways. And his name doesn't come out there a lot. But since, you know, we've gotten to know each other really well, and I'm just, you know what, he's another unsung hero that we have in this community that's trying to do the right thing, like Gary Hayward and his group out there. And there's so many other people.
And not enough time is spent talking about that. That's why things happen in this community.
But if you come down to Tiger Field on one of these nonprofit nights, you're going to meet those people.
They're there.
Because every one of these organizations have people like Barbara Harrison and Carol Della Gironi. You know, you've got these people that come down, you know, that
Barbara
volunteer.
Barbara Harrison loves it.
I know. She's going to be a liaison for us for our nonprofits this year.
You know, that's great. Because we want to raise, we want our baseball team to go forward. I'm looking for that day when it's going to be like the Chattanooga Mudcats down in my sister's home in Chattanooga, Tennessee. They have this beautiful stadium that's right on the river. Oh, I mean, it is cool. I mean, it is minor league baseball, but it's the Mudcats.
Well, if you want to look 3 years out, 3 to 5 years out, we want to have 1,700 seats down there. We want to be doing summer concerts.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Summer concerts, the nights we're not playing baseball. And, you know, not till the wee hours. I mean, I'm talking an 8 to 10 o'clock type of a summer concert, single band type thing. Come in and do the show. People can come in and have a nice experience there. I mean, there's nothing better than a summer night in Reading.
We've got the climate to do this kind of stuff, and we need to. We don't have a venue that's available for that kind of a concert.
You would put the movies out there. You know, I mean, you put a movie every so often, so people would sit out in the seats and on there on the ground. But it's a.
Can I mention one other night?
Oh,
that
absolutely.
We have?
We got five minutes left.
KIXE for the last 2 years has taken 4th of July night, and we do a trade with them.
Right.
Okay. We do a trade with them tickets for advertising. And they distribute their tickets to their membership. And on 4th of July, they come down to our games. The first year was about 400. Last year was about 550 people came out. It's growing because what we do is we start the game an hour early on 4th of July so that we finish before the fireworks starts over at Turtle Bay. And then what we do is we invite everybody out onto the field. And everyone spreads out their blankets in the outfield. And at 10 o'clock when that first rocket goes up, we turn off the lights at the ballpark and we pump the music through the sound system. And it's magical. If you've ever watched Sandlot, I'm getting tingles right now. And all these kids are out there on the grass and the fields. And everyone's
everybody can see it
watching the fireworks. And they all go. And the best thing is we can leave when it's over and don't get caught in the traffic.
So I have to admit the way they handle traffic during 4th of July is just astounding how quick it is. But you're right. From right there, you can see it. You can have a hot dog still and all that. This is great, Rick. And, you know, okay, how do people get season tickets?
Through online. February 1st is when they're going to come up for sale. We're still doing we've invoiced all of our current people to see who's renewing and who isn't going to renew. We've given them until February 1st. And then at February 1st, you can go to the website, and we're instituting a new ticketing. So you'll actually see a diagram of our seats. You can pick a seat. You'll see which ones are already sold and not available, and then you'll be able to see which ones are available. And you can go ahead and purchase it right online if you want to do it through PayPal, or you send in a message to us and say, I'd like to get, you know, Section B, Row 3, Seats 14 and 15, you know. And it'll
so
be
I can go down
easy.
There.
And are those reserved while you're making those arrangements?
They'll get a notice back. If they buy them instantly, they're
PayPal,
theirs.
PayPal, they're theirs, yeah.
They're theirs. If they make an inquiry to us, it's the next first available. If they're available, they're available.
So if I come out there and get online and I say, hey, I want on this day, opening night with the veterans, and I want I want.
Oh, you're
six
talking
seats.
About per games. If what? You, we're talking about.
Oh,
you're
okay.
Buy these
about
ahead
the
of time. These are for
okay.
the season.
What about if you wanted just to buy? You know, if people wanted to come in and say, you know what, I'm going to be gone and that, but I sure like to go for 4 or 5 games. Can they do that?
They can, and we're working on that right now with Worldwide Optimize.
Okay.
That's who's handling our websites and everything. I think what the Colt 45s are going to do is we're going to reserve maybe 20 to 30 of our reserve stadium seats, not for sale, but good. They'll be sold on a daily basis, a game basis. So people want to have a reserve seat for their game, they'll be right. able to go and pick the date and pick the seats.
Like if my kids are coming up again.
Yeah.
Grandkids are coming
yeah.
up, and we want to make it a big night. And,
have good seats.
And I want to have, yeah. you know, what, 4 seats there and, you know, to be able to
yep.
sit there and watch
and
the game.
And we're working out the kinks on that
that's
one right
good.
Now.
I think that's a good idea because
it will be
I know
idea.
People would use that. Too.
And the major leagues. They do that.
Sure.
They do that. The club will reserve a
$5 a ticket, $3 if you're a senior or
veteran.
A veteran, and $2 if you're 12 and under.
12 and under.
But more for a reserve seat.
Right now.
No.
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 Here's how it works.
But you can charge more for if you want a special seat.
Here's how it is right now. Let's say we have close to 200 season reserve seats sold. That means there's still another 200 seats sitting there.
Okay.
So if you come in early, you can go grab one of the seats that doesn't have reserved on it because everyone's reserved and has their name on it. Now, they're reserved until the fourth inning. And in the beginning of the fourth inning, if Trish Clark isn't there and she's not sitting in her reserved seat, then we make the announcement to the crowd, ladies and gentlemen, all reserve seating is now open. And we'll see people move from out of the bleachers into the reserve seats.
Okay. Perfect. Our guest has been Rick Bassetti. Former mayor, but we had one question on that. Big thing is that Colt 45s are open for business. If you've got a 501, you need to call Rick Bassetti
yep.
and get it for that night.
Well,
any misunderstandings are going to be fixed today.
Absolutely.
This is a great start, Rick.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Carl.
Hey, tomorrow
thank you,
we've got the three members of the Electric Utility Commission with us here. That's going to be interesting. We'll be back tomorrow. Carl and the Bot.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The ISIS deadline has passed, and there's no word on the fate of a Jordanian pilot or his fellow hostage, a Japanese journalist. The terrorists threatened to kill the pilot at sunset unless an al-Qaeda prisoner was freed from death row in Jordan. But Jordan's government is telling ISIS not so fast.
Jordan requested a proof of life for the life of the Jordanian pilot, and we have not received that yet. We want to see a proof of life of the Jordanian pilot, and then we can talk about the exchange.
But a deadly explosion at a maternity and children's hospital in Mexico City. A gas tanker blew up, causing part of the hospital to collapse. At least 3 people are dead, dozens more injured. Also at SRNNews.com, safety researchers say the chances of dying in a crash in a late model car or light truck fell by more than a third over 3 years. Suffering slump.